From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton conceded the U.S. presidential election Wednesday to Republican Donald Trump. Clinton acknowledged the depth of her disappointment, saying the country was more divided than she had thought. She said the losing Democrats owe Trump an open mind and a chance to lead. She urged her supporters to never stop believing that fighting for what's right is worth it.
Our responsibility as citizens is to keep doing our part to build that better, stronger, fairer America we seek. And I know you will. I am so grateful to stand with all of you.
U.S. President Barack Obama invited Trump to the White House on Thursday to discuss the transition to power on January 20th. Hours after his triumph, Trump vowed never to forget the working-class Americans who launched him to one of the biggest upset wins in American political history. People across the globe woke up to the unexpected news that American voters had elected Donald Trump as the next U.S. president. Analysts said Trump's victory amounts to a major policy shift at a time when Washington's relations with Russia are difficult, conflicts in Syria and Ukraine are still raging, the war on Islamic State militants is ongoing, China's behavior is growing increasingly nationalistic, and hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees are on the move. Many world leaders made no secret of their preference for Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton. British Prime Minister Theresa May was among those congratulating Trump Wednesday. Ms. May said she looked forward to working with Trump to continue the enduring relationship between Britain and America. This is VOA News. A few weeks ago, U.S. Democrats were confident they would take control of the Senate. It even appeared there was an outside chance Democrats could win the House of Representatives. But as election results came in late Tuesday, it became clear that Republicans would keep control of both houses of Congress. Up for election Tuesday were 34 of the 100 seats in the U.S. Senate and all 435 seats in the House of Representatives. With two races undecided, the Republicans will control 51 seats in the Senate, the Democrats 47. The Republican majority in the House is likely to decline slightly, but less than public opinion polls had predicted. The advantages of being in the majority are significant because the controlling party chairs committees, sets the legislative agenda, and runs investigations. U.S. stock indexes were narrowly mixed in early trading Wednesday as the initial shock faded from Donald Trump's victory. Stocks in Europe were also mixed after Asian markets fell sharply as the vote count in the United States became clear. European markets were down as much as 2.7% early Wednesday, but those losses moderated in later trading. Besides voting for president Tuesday, voters in 35 American states were deciding more than 150 local policy issues that included legalizing recreational use of marijuana and restricting access to guns and ammunition. Voters in Florida, North Dakota, and Arkansas legalized medical marijuana. Votes in Montana on the same initiative are still being counted. California and Massachusetts voted to legalize recreational marijuana for use for those over 21 years of age, and Maine appeared to be heading for approval. Votes are still being counted on that matter in Nevada and Arizona. A Turkish judge for a UN war crimes panel has been arrested in Turkey in connection with a failed coup in July. The arrest was in violation of Judge Aydin Sedef Ake's diplomatic immunity. The president of the Mechanism for International Criminal Tribunals, Teodor Moron, said Judge Ake was detained in September in relation to allegations connected to the events of July 2016 directed against the constitutional order of Turkey. About 100 Kenyan soldiers who were serving in South Sudan returned home Wednesday. The first group of soldiers was flown to Nairobi on Wednesday. The Kenyan government has said it will withdraw its 1,000 troops from South Sudan in response to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's firing of a Kenyan commander of the mission. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.